Here with graduate student and overtime hero Jake Cates after the Terriers' thrilling 11-10 win over Army West Point in the Patriot League semifinals. Jake, first off, just take us through that overtime winner.
Yeah, we made some good plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Roy Meyer had a ground ball, which led to a goal, and we really had a lot of momentum going into the fourth. They responded quick, and then when we got to overtime, we were extra man, and when I got the ball, I just wanted to let it go.
What was that feeling like when you take your helmet off, run towards your side of the field there, celebrate with your teammates?
It felt great. I just wanted to go down to Will Barnes because he made a million saves that game and really kept us in it. So I just wanted to celebrate that moment with him and the rest of the team.
Yeah, just talk about the resilience of this group. It seems like the last few weeks now, it's been a lot of close games, and recently you guys have been on the right side of them.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, the group's super resilient, super cool. I mean, bunch of good guys, and we're kind of peaking at the right time right now. We've had a bunch of close games that we've been able to pull out as of recent, so I'm just glad that we're peaking at the right time, and we're looking forward to the next game.
Here with head coach Ryan Poley after the Terriers' thrilling 11-10 overtime win over Army West Point to advance to the Patriot League title game. And coach, just take us through your thoughts on another thrilling overtime victory in the postseason.
Yeah, it's just just a credit to our guys and how they stuck with it. It was a really hard game. Army's a phenomenal team, and I thought they played really well. They made some adjustments defensively and gave us a little bit of trouble there. I thought they cleared the ball really well, and they're just really good. And it just kind of came down to the second half and guys making plays. And it was just, two great teams going at each other. And, the last 5 minutes was incredible. They made plays and we made plays. And, just one team would have a goal lead and the other team would make a great play. And it just went back and forth. And, at the end of the day, we just made one more play. So just really happy for our guys and just certainly their commitment to believing and continuing to stay with our process. A couple times, Army's up two goals and the game could have got away from us, but we just kept making plays, staying focused, and we're really resilient. So our seniors made plays like they've been making all year. Lewis had a big goal, Vince had a big goal, Lewis had the big assist to Tommy Bork, and then obviously Jake Cates with the game winner. It was just a complete team effort. I thought the defense was outstanding. Coach Rowe did an awesome job getting those guys prepared. Will Barnes made the saves that we needed to, and I just thought the guys were really locked in, and we did a really nice job against a really good offense.
Yeah, it just seemed like the stars were the stars tonight, and in particular your senior leadership. You look at the guys who scored and big ground balls and big saves and, Fritz at the faceoff backs. It just seemed like your veterans and your leaders came to play today.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Kevin. I thought, in these big games, you do need your players to step up, your best players, the players that have gotten you here. And, those guys have had such great careers. So it's really fitting that they made the plays that we needed to make down the stretch. And between Pimo and Roy and, you mentioned Fritz, but Perfetto, Niedringhaus, those guys just made play after play. And it was really impressive. And, just all the credit goes to those guys and just what a wonderful job they did. So survive in advance, just couldn't be more pleased with the effort that we had.
Yeah, how important was it to start the second half with two goals to tie the game up?
Yeah, at halftime we went and we wanted to make a few adjustments. We changed our clear a little bit to go perfect in the second half. I was really pleased with our execution in the second half. We wanted to, at the halftime, Army was essentially ahead in the riding and clearing game. That's something we take so much pride in. So we just really wanted to focus on making sure that, we get into our ride. We made a couple of plays. And then, we're able to clear the ball at a high level to get our offense a lot of possessions.
And then finally, obviously, tough to look ahead with the semifinal still going on, but, a chance to get some revenge either against Lehigh or Navy, two teams that have that beat you this year.
Yeah, I think we're more concerned of just playing well. We're focused on getting rest and recovering and just making sure that, we're at our best physically on Sunday. So, both are great teams. Both are really good defensively. Both are really good at the X. Both have really good goalkeepers. So, certainly we're going to have a challenge with whatever team kind of comes through. But, this is a special team, and we're really focused on, just worrying about ourselves and doing the things that we need to do. And, excited to be with this team one more time and give it a go, on Sunday and try to play our best game of the year.